evening, Freilich and Chanukah. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas Gittel, Pastor Rav Eliezer Manoach. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, has a very interesting lashon, a comment which something seems a bit strange, and yet can be very revealing. He says in the Bayis Sheni, in the second Bayis HaMikdash, when the Malchus Yovan, the Greek Hellenists, Gozru Gzeles al Yisrael, they made many edicts against Klal Yisrael's observance of mitzvahs, Ubotlu Dosom, and they were Mevatel, their religion, and they prevented them from being involved, engaged in Torah mitzvahs. They took their money, and their daughters, they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, and they did all types of things. They made everything unclean, and they caused great tzar because of these Yevonim. But Lachzum Lachatz Golan put great pressure on them. Ad Sherichem Aleim Erikeav Yisrael Yishiyom, until the God of their fathers had mercy on the Klal Yisrael, on the Jewish people, and saved them, Miyodim, from the hands of these enemies, Vihitzilom, and saved them. This was the salvation of Klal Yisrael. The Gover B'nei Chashmonoi and the sons of the Chashmonoi Akoyim won the battle. And they killed out these Yevonim, the opposition, and they saved Klal Yisrael from the hands of the Yevonim. Question: who saved Klal Yisrael? The Rambam said that Ad Sherichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the Klal Yisrael, and he was Vohishiyom Yodam Vihitzilom, saved them. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had Rachmonos, and he saved us. And then it says the sons of the Chashmonoim got together, they beat out the enemy, and they saved Klal Yisrael from the hands of the enemy. Who saved Klal Yisrael? There seems to be a contradiction. And I think the resolution to this contradiction can be very revealing about the truth of human existence and very inspiring in terms of helping us maintain our bitachon. The reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he had Rachmonis on Klal Yisrael, they were saved. That's it, he saved. It's a done deal because Hashem had Rachmonis. However, it didn't unfold yet until the Chashmonoim beat the enemy, and they are credited with saving the Klal Yisrael, even though that really took place when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had Rachmonis on them and saved them. And I believe that this is a very important principle to keep in mind. Now, ultimately, it depends upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmonis on us. And when he has Rachmonis, and therefore will turn things around in our favor, it's a done deal. It's done. Yoshiyom, Yitzilom. It's completely saved. It didn't unfold yet, and we sometimes have to do something to bring it into fruition, and it seems we may even get credit for having done it, as the Chashmonoim got credit for saving Klal Yisrael. But the reality of realities is that it's all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmonis, and in a very real sense, it's like it happened even before it unfolded in front of our eyes. I believe that this can be very significant in our pursuit of bitachon, because oftentimes we get frustrated, we give up, we become overwhelmed, we get disheartened. It's not happening. I'm trying, I'm hoping, I'm trusting, I'm working, but I don't see it happening. And sometimes we give up. And if, in fact, it's totally in Hashem's rachamim, And the Yeshua and the Hatzolah really takes place at the moment that Hashem has Rachmanus on us. When it may not yet have appeared in this world, then how can we give up? We may be giving up when it has already happened. It just hasn't been delivered. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, said a beautiful mashal. He said, we say in Hallel, Shuvi nafshi l'milchoichi, ki Hashem gomel aleichi. Return, my nefesh, to your state of rest, of menuchas hanefesh, ki Hashem, because Hashem has already bestowed upon us, upon you, the good. The question that Rabbi Miller asked is, if Hashem has already bestowed the good, why do you have to talk to your nefesh and say, calm down? Shuvi l'milchoichi, have menuchas hanefesh. Why do you mean have menuchas hanefesh? Been delivered, I have it already. So he said, no. It's gomal aloichi, he is already delivered, but it's in the mail. It's in the mail, it's on its way. It didn't arrive yet. And that idea that there's a disparity between when it's really done through the rachmei d'shmaya, through the implementation, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the time that it appears on our screen, that it appears delivered to us in this world, that there's a time gap, that can be very encouraging. Because when we see it not happening, rather than to assume it's not happening, it didn't happen, it's not going to happen, we can now know that it may very well have happened already. It's just Hashem Gomal Oloichi. It's just that it's in the mail. It hasn't yet arrived. And I think that this can be helpful on another front as well. Because we say in the Brocha in Shmona Esrei, Al HaTzadikim V'Al HaChasidim V'Al Zikvei Amcha Beis Yisroel, we invoke great tzadikim and great people, and then we ask Hashem, Yehemu Rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, that you should invoke or evoke your mercy on all of these people. And then it continues, the same Socher Toiv L'Chol HaBoitzim B'Shimcha Be'emes V'Simcha Elokeinu V'Imoem V'Oilom V'Loinevo Yishkim Chobotoch. Give great schar to those who truly have bitochon, to the true Baalei bitochon, and include us with that group. We also shouldn't be embarrassed because we have bitochon, even though it may not be on the highest level. But what's interesting about this brocha is Yehemu Rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, B'Sein Socher Toiv L'Chol HaBoitzim. The response that makes the difference to the Baalei bitochon is Hashem has rachmanus. Hashem looks at us and says, you're trusting me, you're counting on me, you're relying on me, you have no one else to turn to, and you realize it, and you're so optimistic and so hopeful and so confident that I'm going to help you. That evokes kabiyochu, and only to be understood in human terms, divine rachamim, divine mercy. And memela, the Baal Bitochen has to realize also that when he has bitochen, it evokes divine mercy. And once the divine mercy is evoked, the Yeshua has taken place. It's done. Hoshiyo mehitzilam. It's only a matter of time until it unfolds. If we can realize that all it is a matter of time, and we cannot be sure, and we should not allow ourselves to be disillusioned and to give up hope and to despair, it's not happening, it's not happening. It may have happened already. Hashem had rachmonus on the Baalei bitochen, and it's as if it's done. It's a done deal. Just hasn't been delivered yet. It's, as Rabbi Miller said, it's in the mail. It's shuvi nafshi l'milchoichi, ki Hashem gomal aloichi. Calm down. Don't worry. Your bitochen has had an effect. Hashem has had rachmonus, and he's kvar gomo, and it's just for us to wait. It makes it so much easier to await for the Yeshua when we can have this sense that it may very well have happened already. It's just that it hasn't yet been delivered.